And even though the school year has not yet ended, we're already preparing for the next school year. So if you have a child who's going to be 5 years old by July 1st, who's not already signed up for school, kindergarten registration deadlines are quickly approaching. So we brought in all of the elementary school principals for the Dubois Area School District. And we're going to talk about what kindergarten registration looks like and also how kindergarten might have changed since we've all been in kindergarten. So we've brought on the elementary school principals. We have Dr. Edward Dromboski. He's the elementary school principal for C.G. Johnson Elementary. We have Kathleen Ginther, who is the principal for Wasson Elementary in the Dubois Area School District. We also have Tammy Cook from Oklahoma Elementary School. She's the principal there. And Barbara Jo Smith. She is the principal for Juniata Elementary School District, Elementary School. So thank you all for being here this morning. First of all, let's touch base with you first, Ed. What's the general info for kindergarten registration this year? What's the when and where of what these families need to do?
All right, if you haven't already, go to your home school building to pick up a packet of information and bring that to the kindergarten registration, or just come to your school's kindergarten registration. Because we still face the challenges of COVID, each school might have a certain procedure when you arrive, so just listen for directions on those days. And to help you out, the dates are March 2nd, Juniata will be held at Juniata. March 3rd, Oklahoma's registration will be at Juniata. March 4th, Wasson Elementary will also be held at Juniata. March 5th, which is a Friday, C.G. Johnson will be held at C.G. Johnson Elementary School. All registration times will be morning session 9:30 until noon, and then afternoon session 1 o'clock until 2:30.
Excellent. So just to be clear, just in case you missed those dates, we do have those on our website, connectradio.fm. And don't immediately go to your elementary school, because unless you're in Juniata or C.G. Johnson, you might be going to a different elementary school. Oklahoma and Wasson, you'll be going to Juniata Elementary Gym. Ed, what do these families need to bring with them? And I guess another question would be, what happens if I don't have one of those documents with me?
All right. Please bring your child a proof of residency, birth certificate, any immunization records, and completed forms if you had already picked those up prior to registration. If you forget anything, we'll just remind you what's missing, and you'll be able to drop those off to school as soon as possible.
Okay, so certainly it's not optimal if you forget something. It's not what you want to happen, but it's also not the end of the world.
Correct.
Okay. Tammy, I'm going to switch it over to you. And again, this is Tammy Cook from Oklahoma Elementary School. What's the best way to prepare for kindergarten registration?
The best way to prepare would be to talk with your child about registration, and it's a brand new start, and it'll be exciting. The more positive you are about kindergarten, the more positive your child's going to be. Talk with your child about meeting new people that will ask some questions and check their hearing and their speech. Check for your birth certificate for your child. If you do not have one, you can order one from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. You can pick up the packet, as Dr. Dombrowski said, and the packet forms for your child's school that are necessary, and you can complete those prior and save some time when you get to registration. Locate all the necessary documents you need a few days before, in case you need some time to find a few things, and bring any custody and or court documents that relate to your child.
Yeah, just like a lot of things in life, if you do a little prep work beforehand, you're going to have a happier experience. Tammy, also, what are some of the more common things that people tend to either forget or do incorrectly or maybe misinterpret whenever they read these instructions?
Well, often they forget to check for the birth certificate. That's one we commonly don't have when they show up. They also need to realize that their child has to be 5 years old before July 1st to register them. Also, they'll need some proof of residency, and that would include anything like a current utility bill, a deed or a lease, a current credit card bill, property tax bill, vehicle registration, or a Department of Transportation identification card. And also, sometimes they forget the custody paperwork, and it must be the most current so that we can utilize that information. And each child should register with their home school.
Excellent. So that's hopefully all the info that we need about the actual registration process itself. And again, we do have that information online at connectradio.fm. Maybe some more general questions about kindergarten, though, and how the students can expect to prepare for kindergarten itself. I'm going to switch it over to Kathy Ginther. And again, she's from Wasson Elementary School. Kathy, what do kindergartners even do nowadays? They seem so smart.
They are smart. Things have certainly changed quite a bit over the years. Kindergartners learn so many things in such a short amount of time. They begin the year focusing on letters, identifying them, and then the sounds, and then again numbers, their names, their values, how to write them, counting to 10, and then again adding groups together up until 10. So the year progresses very quickly. And boys and girls have lots and lots to learn. We also do a lot of writing. We start with their name, and then sometimes words, sentences come along. And then they have time with technology as well, using their Chromebooks almost daily. They use apps and other kinds of educational games. And again, we use our Google Classroom.
Yeah, for a changing world, you have to definitely change and modernize things. So they just seem like they know so much by the end of it. Kathy, also, let's talk about the average day for kindergarten. And I'm not sure if there is an average day, but if you could describe maybe a typical day that the kindergartner would experience.
Okay, most of the days are very busy in the kindergarten classroom, and the activities change about every 15 to 20 minutes. Usually, we begin the day with English language arts, which again go back to practicing their letters, work with letters and sounds, blending sounds, reading words, developing a sight vocabulary, listening to stories, reading, you know, and writing along with that. Math is also a big part of the day. They begin with, again, identifying numbers and their values, comparing numbers, and then again adding them together. We take breaks, however, throughout that busy day, and a lot of times for movement and exploring other things and moving through the building and exercising. And then every day there's some special class. So whether it's phys ed or art or music, the boys and girls have time for all of that. And still, even with everything going on in the world today, a little more challenging with the pandemic, there's always a snack time and a little rest time.
There's definitely a lot of learning involved. However, it seems like a lot of fun. So much fun. Barb, we're going to turn it over to you. And this is Barbara Smith from Juniata Elementary. Since it is so much fun, what do you think is the favorite part of the day for most kindergartners at school?
I think if you talk to most kindergartners, they would tell you that recess, lunch, and even gym classes are their favorites. That's a little bit of time that offers some more time, too, for them to build their friendships as they work together and play together. They learn so much in the social part of their day, too, and it's how to get along with others, how to share, and learn how to solve problems. So normally the students enjoy that time where they get to have interactions with others, whether it's at recess or gym, or even if it's at center times or some different hands-on activities.
Yeah, excellent. A lot of favorite times for kindergartners and a lot of memories being made there. Of course, it's a new experience for these kids, and it's a transition from, you know, being at home. So what if my student's nervous about starting school? How do we alleviate those fears?
And that is pretty common for a lot of, if they've never been there before, and even if they have older brothers and sisters, it can be very overwhelming to both the students and to the parents.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be to contact your school office, the counselor, the teacher, if you have time, and ask questions and get advice about how to start off school on a positive note. And try to be positive when you talk about school with your child, and reassure them that older students, brothers, sisters, began school the same way, and now they're enjoying school. So let them know that the teachers are wonderful at their school, because they all are, and that they will make so many new friends. And tell them that they will learn many new things each day, and that the whole learning process is just a big adventure.
Yeah, and like you said, this is good advice, not just for the kids, but parents can sometimes be just as nervous as the kiddos.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I would say, too, talking over all this process with your child will help not only your child make sure that they feel everything's okay, but it actually helps you also process and make sure that everything's okay.
Mm, that's great advice. That's excellent. Now, let's talk about that transition still a little bit more. How do we make it a little easier? Because just in case we're still feeling a little anxious, or even if, you know, we're excited and not anxious, but it's always a change. So how do we make this transition a little easier?
One of the easiest ways to help your youngster transition to kindergarten is by getting them into a routine and doing that a couple weeks before school begins. Establish your bedtimes, get the playtimes and their dinner times into a schedule. Help them organize items like a backpack beforehand. And we also have a day in August that we usually schedule as an orientation where the students can come in with their parent and they're invited to see their classroom and meet their teacher and get a little bit of the routine prior. So in August, we'll send letters to the families about that orientation time to sort of help you with that easing in of the transition. But I also would like to remind you that on that first day of school, how about saying, I will see you later today, instead of saying goodbye. That also makes it...
Yeah, choose your words carefully. It's not goodbye. It is definitely see you later. Of course, you know, sometimes it's easier said than done. So we're going to turn it back over to Dr. Drumboski. Ed, okay, what if my student starts school and they're still nervous or they don't like it at all and maybe there are some tears? And let's say this has been not just the first day, but after, let's say, a week. Is it ever going to get better?
Yes, we promise it does get better. Children thrive on a certain level of structure and routine. We typically see almost every child adapt very well within a week or two of school. The school counselor is a great resource during this time of transition, and certainly call your school office with any concerns that might linger. But overall, yes, the children adapt very well.
Yeah, they're going to be okay, we promise. And then, okay, there's a big, big shift and change that you see in these kids as they move from, you know, first-time little kindergartners to the big, almost graduating to first grade. They grow a lot from the first to the last day of school. So how do you see that? Let's start off with you, Tammy. How do you see people change?
Well, they move from counting from 5 to 10, then adding groups together, and then they're solving simple word problems and drawing picture representations. Socially, they learn how to work and play cooperatively with others and follow directions, and they're making new friends. They become independent, and they are not as afraid to try new things.
Ooh, independent is a really good word for that. Kathy, I'm going to give you a chance to answer this as well. And again, this is Kathy from Wasson Elementary.
It's just amazing to watch them grow over the year, and even in the first few months of school and kindergarten, there's such a big change. And they learn all kinds of new routines that they've not encountered before, you know, things like finding their way through the school and back to their classroom and getting in lunch line and how to collect their things at lunch and what to do at dismissal time and things like that. So besides the academic part and the social part, there's all that structure within the environment that they learn as well. But we see them mature and ready to move on, going from preschoolers right into that elementary school.
Yeah, that's a big jump. And it's like at the end, they're kindergarten experts, ready for first grade. Well, thank you again for being here. And again, we've brought in all of the elementary school principals from the Dubois Area School District. It's been Barbara Jo Smith from Juniata Elementary, Tammy Cook from Oklahoma Elementary School, Kathleen Ginther from Wasson Elementary, and Dr. Edward Drumboski from C.G. Johnson Elementary. So thank you so much. And thanks for handling our kids with such good care. Mm-hmm.